Sreish Chayt Yosivan, Meres Hashem. We start a new shar, shin number 80 in Shari Tshuva. Shin number 80 in Ois Aleph. What is the second shar, the second gate of Tshuva going to discuss? So the first shar discussed the 20 different principles of how to do a proper Tshuva. And we concluded with the Chav Dal Dvar Mamakimus at Tshuva, the 24 things we have to make sure to avoid doing, which will prevent us from doing a proper Tshuva. We now begin Shar HaSheni of Shari Tshuva, which discusses different topics of how a person should arouse himself to return back to Hashem. L'hoyriz b'dirochim she'yis'ayro odom b'hem loshuv el Hashem. In the first piece, Rabbeinu Yoina talks about, in a poetic way, in his poetic style, how a person can get caught up. One of the things he mentions here, the difficulties of daily life. We get up in the morning, we have a whole busy day ahead of us, whether it's a work day, whatever we're doing, we get busy. When Bnei Yisrael are complaining, they want to leave Mitzrayim. What did Paro say? As we learned in Mesilas Yesharim together, give them more work to do. If they're bored, they're going to complain. The Yetzer Hara knows that if we're busy doing things, even could be things of nonsense, we won't occupy our mind with tshuva. We won't be thinking of doing tshuva. We had to take a step back, and that's the beauty of Shabbos. Tshuva and Shabbos is really the same word. Shabbos, we are shovas. We're coming back. We're shov. We're resting. We're stopping everything else. We're turning off all of everything. Focusing on reconnecting to Hashem. The first of the ways of inspiration that a person should arouse himself is to realize that Hashem is so close to the person. Hashem is so close to you. That Hashem is talking to us. Now it's Rosh Chodesh Sivan Tavshin Pei Aleph, May 12, 2021. Unfortunately, over the past few days and recent weeks, there have been a lot of attacks now with rockets in Eretz Yisrael. This is coming just a couple weeks after the Lag BaOmer tragedy. Haderech HaRishon, the first way, says Rabbeinu Yoina, is that when tsaros happen, whether they're small or big, we have to know Hashem is talking to us. It's no different when a father gives a loving patch to his child. Or in the time of the Gemara, as the Mishnah says, and we don't practice this today, but when the loving Rebbe would give a patch to his Talmud. The loving Rebbe would give a patch to the Talmud. Hashem gives us a patch as well. The Gemara in Erechin tells the person who puts his hand in his pocket to take out a coin, it's the wrong coin. That's Yisurim. That's Yisurim. That's a punishment. Now, a person has to also realize, as much as Hashem is talking to him, he can't go crazy. He has to be normal. Yes, ain't tzaddik baretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechteh. There's no righteous person that won't make mistakes. So you say, okay, so every single second Hashem's going to send him signs and messages, and it's too much already. That's right. We have to be normal. Hashem wants us to be normal. But when a tragedy like happens in Meiron, a person should not say, oh, how does that apply to me? My family is nice and safe. When a thousand rockets, Rachman Litzlan, are going off in Eretz Yisrael, and you have these Amonis and Yisraimim now, the stories coming out from Meiron are just so horrific. Hashem is talking to us. Yoshiv Eliboy V'yoymar. A person should think to himself and say, Ein ze ki'im darkoi u'ma'alolov asher osu eiloloi. That the reason why these things are happening is because of him, that he has to improve his path in life. V'chata'ov oidolu l'navshoi. And he has to tell himself, surely it's because of his behavior, of his averus, that caused the tsarus. And then what's the response? With the inspiration, do something about it. Come back to Hashem. What is the greatest aspect of tshuva? We say it all the time. We say it in davening. I say it all the time. When we give shir. Hashiveinu avinu l'sayra secha. Are we kaiveya itin l'tayra? Are we setting set times to learn? Not, oh, you know, I'll learn when I'm comfortable. I'll learn when the rabbi gives the class in between Shachris and Musaf on Shabbos. You know, I'm a busy man. Person has to know, he has to set times to learn. And the women who don't have the same obligation of Talmud Torah as men have to know they have a responsibility to serve Hashem as well on their level. What Talmud Torah is to men, tznius, modesty is to women. And it doesn't just mean the garments to cover proper parts of the body. This is brought down in the Gra's famous letter. He elaborates and explains that that's how the women will fight the Yetzirah, just like men will fight the Yetzirah, Talmud Torah. But everyone has to know the halachas that apply to them. The brachas, halachas of brachas, and Shabbos, and Lashon Hara. And that's what Rabbi Yonah is telling us. Come back to Hashem. If Hashem is sending us an email, if Hashem is sending us a message, don't let it go to the spam. Make sure you click it open. V'yashuv el Hashem. Return to Hashem. Look what he says. V'yirachemehu. Because Hashem will have mercy on you. Hashem will bring you back.